Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Nick Rabinowitz, good morning. Is this true? I'm hearing all sorts of stories.
Yes, Howard. All the stories are all true.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So everybody's moved to Cape Town.
I'm not going to dispute any of the facts, but what exactly did you hear?
Well, I've heard that absolutely anybody who's everybody is moving to Cape Town. We're semigrating. It's like moving to the top floor of the Titanic is what we've been told. But Cape Town is the place to be because that's where the music is still playing. Because you've got electricity a little bit more than we do.
We do. We do have one stage. Is it one stage less? Yeah.
Right. So how is Cape?
No, I don't think you should come. I was asked to do a video and I said, can I talk about my show in the video? And they said, yes. And then I said, fine, I'll make your video.
What are you talking about? What video?
Yeah, the semigration video.
Oh, that semigration video. Yes. Oh, so you were, and that's the only reason that you did it. Either way, Nick.
Yeah, I don't believe anyone should move. This is the problem. We always want to be somewhere other than where we are, Howie.
Wow.
And
that's deep, eh?
When you get there, there you are. You're the same you.
Yeah, because
you've
got
to still deal with yourself.
Yeah, you take yourself with you wherever you go. That includes immigration, by the way. I've tried it. I've lived in so many different countries, and I find myself wherever I am.
Isn't that strange?
Weird. And my family as well. They insist on coming with me, which was the other problem.
Yeah.
So, Nick, tell us about your show.
Okay, so my show, Unmuted, has been incubating throughout the pandemic. It's the first show I've done in 3 years. And those jokes are ready to go viral, so to speak. And I'm bringing them to you in Joburg so that you can all be infected. That's a spiel.
Nice. As simple as that, eh? So where is
it? It's as simple as that.
Really? Where is it taking place?
It's taking place at the Nelson Mandela Square shul. Basically, I call it a shul. I mean, the theatre on the square is basically a shul during a Nick Rabinowitz run. We get a minion, at least a quadruple minion every night. Even more, actually, I would say.
Really, eh?
But hashtag, you don't have to be Jewish to come to the show. There's even a Friday night show for the non-Jewish listeners. And
right.
Some of the Jewish listeners, I promise I won't tell your rabbi if you don't tell mine, is the line.
That's the line. But you're going to be there for that Friday night show. I mean, hashtag no judgment.
No, it's not me. There's a standard. You know how you, with theater and opera, you normally have
an understudy.
So he's, I'd say even better than I am.
Right. Yeah. So do comedians have understudies? That's an interesting one, huh?
It is an interesting point. We should.
If you had to choose
my
an
wife could probably do.
Yeah, that's probably
my
true.
My wife could do most of the material. My middle son, I think, is going to become an understudy for sure.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Do you think that humor is genetic?
That's an interesting question. Certainly, he has got the comic timing gene, if that is a gene. Could it be a gene?
It could be. I'm asking you. You're the comedian.
The older one isn't remotely funny either.
Yeah. Is your wife funny?
Yeah. She is funny.
That's annoying. To people in one house. I'm quite blessed that my wife has no sense of humor, actually. So that works really, really well.
I have a non-speaking role at home, so.
Which is why you need the attention of an audience, you know, because at least somebody might be listening.
Correct. Right. I need someone to find me interesting.
Yeah. So here's the thing that I've been wondering is, has comedy changed pre and post COVID? You're one of the, in my view, one of the few people, one of the few comedians, and this is actually a compliment with absolutely no hidden agenda. I think you're one of the few that managed to be funny online. Very few comedians, I think, managed that. It was quite a difficult thing to be because you didn't have the same feedback. There were multiple reasons, I think, why many comedians failed during this period to be funny on these all these remote and Zoom sessions. You were somebody, are somebody who managed that. But what you're seeing before, from before COVID to after COVID, has the type of humor, has comedy changed?
Well, I mean, something I actually discuss in this show. I think that we became aware of a host of issues during lockdown that people actually, a lot of people thought long and hard about, and then as a result, comedians also thought about, and people thought about comedians talking about those things. So as a result, I think there is a lot more sensitivity to how we deal with certain subjects. So I've actually got a bit about, because often we get briefed, especially for corporates and other shows, you'll have event organizers who get very anxious before. And I've noticed that. So people are coming to me going, Nick, please, we're very excited, but obviously, it's not that we're afraid of offending anyone. We don't want to cause any offense. So obviously,
right.
Which
is something completely different, right?
Yeah. You must speak truth to power. You are the mouthpiece of the people. The things we need to hear from you as a comedian, but just
really?
Not tonight.
You're an activist.
Please, not tonight. Don't
right. Yeah. Don't offend anybody. So we're much more sensitive. Yeah, I guess we are. We're all emotionally on the edge. The one wrong joke and you could have people leaping from the top of Sandton City, I guess.
It's possible.
But not probable. Either way, Nick Rabinowitz, tell us where we can get tickets.
The tickets are online at computicket.com. Or you can actually, if you would like to speak to Daphne, if you haven't spoken to Daphne, and asked her how she is, how's everything, how the mishpocha, how the grandchildren, then phone her. And you can,
chat.
I think this is one of the few places you could still book a ticket telephonically.